This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The price of gas is down to $4.95 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. President Biden will call on Congress to give drivers a break by agreeing to a gas tax holiday. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president will urge lawmakers to suspend federal gas and diesel taxes for 3 months and call on states to suspend their taxes or provide similar relief. If the federal savings were fully passed along, people would save roughly 3.6% at the pump, with prices averaging about $5 a gallon. The president's earlier efforts have done little to ease high gas prices, which are a fundamental threat to both his policy and political aims. Many economists and lawmakers from both parties, though, are skeptical about gas tax suspensions.
They're warning the death toll may rise in Afghanistan, where at least 1,000 people are known dead already after a powerful 6.1 magnitude earthquake rocked the eastern part of the country. The AP's Jennifer King.
The earthquake could be felt at least 300 miles away in Pakistan and India. Images circulating online from Paktika province show destroyed stone houses with residents picking through clay bricks and other rubble, and people being carried into helicopters to be evacuated. The UN resident coordinator in Afghanistan says the response is on its way. Many international aid agencies left the country last year after the Taliban took over, complicating rescue and aid efforts.
In China, the manufacturing province of Guangdong is suspending classes, office work, and public transport after major flooding in southern China. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating. Following that series of tragic mass shootings, Senate bargainers have reached agreement on a bipartisan gun safety bill. Congress could take it up this week. There's a shortage of lifeguards in this country. Some areas are cutting back on pool activity. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest on Bill Cosby.
There's a verdict in the Bill Cosby sexual assault lawsuit near Los Angeles. A civil jury in Santa Monica, California has found that Bill Cosby did sexually abuse a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The Los Angeles County jury delivered the verdict in favor of Judy Huth, who is now 64, and awarded her $500,000. Jurors found that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Huth, that he reasonably believed that she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest in a minor. It is a major defeat for the 84-year-old entertainer who was once hailed as America's dad. It comes nearly a year after his Pennsylvania criminal conviction for sexual assault was thrown out and he was freed from prison.
Financial markets are expected to open lower this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.